I don't know what happened there, but it's still Critiqueopolis. I would say we're back, but it's just me this on this Friday afternoon. Luis is working, and I had about 14, 15 minutes to fill up on my contract cycle for this term. So I thought I'd give you guys a couple of recipes to kick around. I was just watching a School of Life that I thought was kind of interesting. We do have a new dailies that came out that we were going to talk about, but my partner in crime isn't here, so that's going to have to wait. If anybody out there does watch the School of Life, I know we did a show on it. This one was pretty interesting. Why unloved people hate themselves. I don't think I ever suffered from this growing up. I think being an adolescent's pretty tough. But I definitely saw it play out with my peers in grade school and high school. And I got to tell you, I think that, like, when I was young, I would hear older parentals and teachers and such, they'd kind of give the same diagnosis, like that person isn't getting enough love at home, or they they're angry or miffed at the fact that they're not receiving love. And as a young person, I didn't really understand that. I thought that it was kind of a backwards diagnosis. I figured that any kid who was engaging in any kind of behavior like vandalism or speaking out against teachers or getting into fights, I always thought that I couldn't wrap my head around how that meant they weren't receiving love. I guess I just defaulted to thinking that they were rejecting it, or that it wasn't a clear parallel for why they'd be reacting this way. And it's strange, as you become an adult, like, it makes perfect sense. Because it's a base need that everyone has. I know I'm not covering any new ground here. I'm more, I guess, interested in the fact that perspectives can change so readily as you get older. Just the idea of not receiving love at home, or having parents that were either disinterested or neglectful or just straight out mean. I guess I couldn't wrap my head around how that would manifest in outward anger from a child. I think personally, if I were to receive that, I would turn it inward. I see that now, but like as a kid, I think I would have looked at it as, I think I would have sought more approval. I would have sought the approval of my parents and just worked harder to get that approval, even though it wouldn't have been forthcoming. Again, not really covering any psychological grounds here, and I know that it's a bit out of format for Critiqueopolis, but I just saw that and I couldn't, I've been thinking about it for a little while. I just figured I'd share. And Luis is not here, so this is my time. So just something to ponder. Recipe today that I thought was interesting was something I don't use a lot of, and I don't bake bread, but I've had it made for me, especially at market. So check this out if you're interested in putting together your bread making scheme anytime this spring or summer. It's a potato caraway rye bread. I'm getting this from Nature's Golden Treasure Honey Cookbook. I don't even think this thing is in print anymore. It is so old, but I haven't seen this recipe anywhere else, so I thought I'd give you the quick overview of it. You're going to need an envelope of dry yeast, 1/3 cup of warm water, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of melted bacon drippings or butter. You can tell this recipe is a zillion years old when the writer is referring to melted bacon drippings. Now, I think it's only people my age and older that hold on to that stuff. But if you do, it's an ingredient. And quite honestly, whenever I've had anything made with bacon fat as opposed to butter, it just tastes better. If you're vegetarian, I'm sorry, this isn't for you. I didn't say they all would be. 1 tablespoon honey. I would think you could just get away with the raw or the filtered raw. Again, call to action here. Hey honey.biz for anything you want to pick up. 1 tablespoon crushed caraway seed, 2 cup warm fluffy mashed potato, 3 to 3.5 cup all-purpose flour, and 1 cup gram or whole wheat flour. One more thing, 1 cup whole rye flour. If you've made bread before, this is going to be no big trick to you. If you haven't, I'll just give you the instructions. They're not complicated, and they're pretty short. So you're going to dissolve yeast in warm water in a large mixing bowl. You're going to stir in your salt, the bacon drippings, the honey, the caraway seed, and the mashed potatoes. And then if you I'm sure you have, or I would hope you would, you can look up very easily, mixing instructions for basic white bread, for a basic white bread recipe, adding all-purpose flour first. Now, if anyone's upset that I don't have the details on that, you can blame it on Nature's Golden Treasure because they didn't give it to me. Mixture will not bubble. They make a point of pointing that out. Add remaining flours for the second addition of flour. Proceed as instructed, using additional all-purpose flour for kneading. Brush hot loaves with melted butter and let cool. Yields 2 loaves. You know what? They don't tell you how hot to put that on. I'll tell you what. If you've made bread before, I would just look up making a potato bread loaf and use that temperature instruction. Let's see if I've got anything else for you here. I like this one. I should have turned that off. Big apologies. This one's actually pretty worthwhile. It's an apple honey bread. Looks like it's got everything that you're going to need in terms of a recipe. 1/2 cup of shortening. Crisco, I'm sure, will work. 1 cup honey. 2 eggs. 2 cups of pre-sifted all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of soda and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 cup of canned applesauce. 1 cup of chopped pecan. 1 3-ounce package of cream cheese, and 1 tablespoon of maraschino cherry juice. Instructions, again, pretty simple, but this time we do include the temperature. Cream shortening until it's fluffy. Continue creaming while adding honey in a fine stream. Add the eggs. Beat until well mixed. Sift dry ingredients together. Little unusual, but make sure you have a sifter. Add the cream mixture alternately with applesauce, and then add pecans. Pour into a greased loaf pan. Definitely, that kind of goes without saying, you should have a loaf pan if you're going to make bread. And then bake at 325 degrees for an hour. Let the cream cheese soften. Add the cherry juice cream to spreading consistency. Serve over thinly sliced honey apple bread. You know what? I'm going to make that today. That's about it. I don't want to try and jam yet another recipe in here, but what I will do is give everybody an update of the market schedule for this year. I say a lot because I have to do it from memory. Flint, from about 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock every Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Ann Arbor Farmers Market from 7 till 3. Thursday, Sterling Heights. I believe they start at 3 and we go till 8. Friday is the wild card. We're potentially looking at another one because Dearborn is going to be very, very brief. There's only going to be 4 market days. I'm just finding this out today. So I'll keep you abreast of any changes for the 2024 Friday schedule. And then Saturday, of course, I'll be back in Ann Arbor from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Market on Sundays. What time? 10 till 4. But first part of the summer, May, and then end of or middle of autumn, October-ish, and a chunk of September will be in Howell, early in the morning from, I think we start at 9 until 2. That's just to give everybody the update. Hugs and kisses. I'll try and find some better bread recipes that give us temperatures within the recipe. And yeah, that's about it for this week. I could probably hit you guys with some of the dailies things, but I don't want to leave Louisa out of the loop. She would be a little hurt by that. She's working today, but we're trying to increase our schedule of podcast uploads so you guys can hold my feet to the fire to make sure I do that. I'm gonna try and do 2 a week just to keep our consistency up there. I just want to tell everybody thanks for listening in, and keep your nose to the grindstone and look for us all over Michigan this coming spring and summer. Hugs and kisses. We'll talk to you soon.